Welcome to TIYA After Dark, the premium feed for This Is Your Afterlife, unbound by the format of the main show. Thank you guys for listening, being part of the Patreon. You know I don't run ads and that you're the ones I do this for. I'm going to put a preview up, but fuck these main feed chumps just leeching off the content that you, the Patreon patrons, sustain. You are the blood. What's the leech? Help me out here, guest slash host. What's the metaphor here? Who's the blood? Who's the leech?
Yeah, I think the Patreons are the
They're
host.
The doctors. Oh, they're the. That's right. They're the host.
They're the host.
They are
you the
host.
Doctor?
Am I? Maybe I'm the. I don't know. No. I'm the host. The patrons are the blood, and the main feed. Piggies are the leeches.
Yeah.
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 So thank
what's
you everyone
virus?
For listening. What's the virus? very excited for this episode. That is Sarah Natel, previous guest of the show. It's been years since you did the show.
Yeah.
I think you cried on the show, right?
A lot. Yeah.
No, not a lot. Really?
Was I the first person to ever cry, though? I think I was.
I don't think so. No, it's definitely
okay.
is a cry. But what we are doing today is Sarah and I met at the Cincinnati Fringe Festival in 2019, and you were doing your show that you had done the previous year in Edinburgh at the Fringe Festival.
Yeah.
We had been there at the same time. We didn't know it. And that show was Nightmare Fuel. And you were a critical darling of the festival. I was a commercial darling of the festival. None of the cool kids liked my show, but I did almost sell out most.
You
no,
sold,
yeah,
I
definitely
thought you
not.
Were a favorite.
No,
well,
you were,
a, but
you
as
were
a
hanging
human,
out at
you
the
were a
bar.
Favorite.
Yeah, well, of yours, but not.
Oh, I think everyone liked you. I don't know.
I don't know. I just you won like an award for like coolest guy in the world or something like that.
Yeah, it was. I did get that award. Yeah. It was crazy.
And but in this show, Nightmare Fuel, you have a concept called the Nasty Squeeze of Nasty Squeezes. And I have for a while thought that Nasty Squeezes would be a good podcast. So I wanted to use this bonus episode of This Is Your Afterlife to do the first episode of Nasty Squeezes. You're the host.
I'm the host.
I'll be the co-host. Not in the leech mm-hmm. way.
I think you're like a doula to me.
Yes.
Or I think it's like to me, I don't, this is not really, you're like, I'm like Xena and you're like Gabrielle. Or is that the person?
Wait,
the
are you talking
person.
About Xena Warrior Princess?
Sorry, Xena Warrior Princess.
Is it? I don't know enough Xena.
I don't know
lore.
Enough about it, but it just that was my
Gabrielle.
First image.
Okay, we'll say it's Gabrielle. I'll be the Gabrielle. That's
I'm sure there's other
cool.
duos that are like you know, and that's it.
The first famous duo you can think of is
to
Xena,
me that this
and
is
maybe
helpful.
Her name is Gabrielle.
I have not some reference we both don't know. I also think it's funny because that's helpful. It's less like an audition for some reason.
Oh, it's not
I
an
feel
audition.
Like, well, I'm
Gabrielle, you were right.
Oh, really? I'm auditioning for the Patreons right now. Don't have that girl again. Don't
you're not
have
auditioning
her.
Anything. You're hosting Nasty Squeezes. So this is episode either one or is it zero? Episode zero of Nasty Squeezes. Because I think we're going to be like figuring out. We need to define the concept soon. But we need to figure out what it is as a podcast. And I think the first of these is you figuring that out.
Figuring it out. Do you ever listen to an episode zero of a podcast? Sometimes I do skip it.
Okay, so episode one. I had said episode one. Yeah. Or maybe we jump at, what's the episode you definitely listen to? We'll just call this episode like
it's like
15.
With a great guest star. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we'll just lie about who the guest is.
Yeah, that's so crazy that somebody
Oprah.
Was on it. So I'm so dead. It's so crazy that who would be a great guest for this show?
Oh,
it has
nasty.
To be somebody with like a great, would nobody knows what we're talking about with Nasty Squeezes, but it has somebody with like a great teenhood.
Like Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Oh, yeah. He'd be great.
He's gettable, dude. I believe that within 2 years I could book Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
100%. That'd be amazing to get people from like our 13, 12, 11
year
old
times. Yeah. Which is not that long ago, because we're both, I would say, 21, 22 right now.
Yeah, I just started drinking. It's crazy.
It's so awesome. Drinking feels good. I like the taste of it, you know? I actually like the taste of it.
It's okay.
Okay, so what is a nasty squeeze?
Okay,
a
nasty
tell me
squeeze.
How, tell me, we can define it up top, or what? How did it come to be as part of Nightmare Fuel,
the show.
And maybe you describe like what you do on stage, because we both do sort of solo comedy shows. Yours, you're more in the like weirder clown. I come more from stand up, and like everything is just like trying to get further away from stand up.
I don't know. That was like that's like a perfect solo show to me. Your show's a perfect solo show. I'll talk about it with everybody.
It's only gotten worse after. But tell us about Nightmare Fuel and Nasty Squeezes and how the concept appeared.
I mean, Nightmare Fuel, it's a solo female clown show. What happened to women that we're so good at this right now? But anyway, it was 2018, and basically I was doing like a lot of weird like horror, like B horror movie mime. And at the same time, I was making like sort of emo guy, like just bits. And on top of that, as I'm making the show, like Me Too happened. And I kept being like, that's crazy. That never happened to me. I have no experience with that. And then I would just keep talking to my collaborator. And it was like, I had all these sort of stories, like a lot of women do, a lot of people do. And it just like sort of infiltrated the show. So the show is sort of like so hyper, sexy, hyper sleepover energy of like, let's do a ritual. Let's have so much fun. Let's do a ritual. And then also this like really personal, dark ex-boyfriend stuff. So it's sort of like the ritual is like, remember when things were like so fucking crazy and sexy and scary when we were like 10 to 14, that time when you wanted to try stuff. Why don't we feel that anymore? Maybe we can do a ritual to find that feeling. And so then what comes out of the box is this mime, scary ex-boyfriend. There's an exorcism. It sort of takes on like a horror movie plot arc. But yeah, the thing that leads in this sort of concept that we're searching for is the nasty squeeze, which is that, okay, now we can try to define it. So I've asked the audience at the top too, like, what do you remember that time from being 11, 12, 13? It could be anywhere between like 11 to 15, let's say.
Right. Pre early puberty.
Yes. I mean, you're not a child anymore. You're starting to feel confusing feelings, and you're maybe a little fixated on something. And it feels dangerous, but it feels like you want to try it. And you're like, you like feel a real need, a real pull to try the thing. And so it's such a variety of things that people were interested in. I mean, I think my example was, wait, what did I say? Oh, I really wanted someone to touch my boob. I don't know if that was one of them, but I think I said, I wanted to lose my virginity to Mark Hoppus so bad that I cried to my mom. I wanted it so bad. I said, I need to lose my virginity to Mark Hoppus or I'll die. Who is it? He's the bassist from Blink.
No. She said, who is that?
She said, who is that?
Or did she know?
I had a poster on the wall. I pointed to him. I pointed to the man on my wall. And she said, okay, good night. Because it was that age where it's like, I think sex had been explained to me in the sort of health class way, but not in the sort of like, you're going to take off your top and then like any sort of actual.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think, so yeah, what's the concise definition?
Well, how did you come up with the word for it?
Yeah, the word.
Or did it just pop in your mind?
It was probably, I mean, I'll probably give credit. It was probably like me and my collaborator going back and forth.
Okay.
Saying like weird terms. It's like, oh, it's kind of like, it's got to be something that's like, it's got teeth to it, but, and it's a little bad. And, you know, we didn't want to just say like, I think it probably started with like, well, it's like a wet dream. It's like your fantasy. It's like, and so I think we just were like popcorning. Yeah. So I'll give it to him, even though we'll never collaborate again on anything. Okay. Ex-collaborator.
Why you're not saying the name, which is fair.
I don't want to say the name. Very talented person. Very talented. Yeah. I mean, I hope he does well. And I hate a friendship ending.
Yeah.
but I think it was just popcorning back and forth until we just sort of got to this place. I'm sure it was like neurotic caresses. Like, I mean, it just went there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Dirty. And I think when I was like fundraising, I think some of the, you know, you like do the different tiers. I think that's when like the other ones came out where it's like,
okay.
You know, like the, like sparkle, you know, sparkle squeeze, sparkle, you know, sparkle cupping, like it's just stuff that's cupping. Like cupping,
sparkle but soaking.
Yeah. Yeah, Nasty Squeeze seems so, I mean, now it's kind of, I think it is kind of that perfect. To me, it's still, well, yeah, sorry, your friend, I think, once you described it to a friend, and didn't they have like the perfect definition back? They're like, oh it's a premature bapata. And I was like, that's what it is.
My friend, Zach Seward, who it was on an early episode of the podcast, he calls it a formative boner.
Formative boner. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and, so but, good. But,
so this is kind of my big question is how often is it, it doesn't strike me that it exclusively needs to be sexual, but it feels like it frequently is. So how often is it, what's the relationship between sex and nasty squeezes?